بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عدي بن عميرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: من استعملناه منكم على عمل فكتمنا مخية فما فوقه كان غلولا يأتي به يوم القيامة. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, when we appoint anyone from amongst you to handle any particular task and he conceals from us, so he has to bring to us, for example, zakat, he's gone out to collect the zakat from the people, or sadaqat, or whatever it is. So when he comes back, he conceals a needle or anything more. In other words, a tiny thing like a needle, which he was supposed to have handed into Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as part of the collection of zakat. So any minute thing, something that is small also, and he did not give it back, he concealed it, then such a person will be regarded as being embezzling funds. It will be called embezzlement of funds. In other words, he has not given the amanat back. He has betrayed the Muslims. So embezzlement of funds, this is a very serious sin and offense. People collect money as donations for organizations, institutions. People come for chanda from various parts. An important thing for us, the donors, you must always verify the person who is coming for collection. Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah mentioned once a person came, he was a bogus collector, and people gave very generously. Eventually the person was caught, and there was a court case, and the judge even said, I don't understand how you people can donate so generously for a project you don't know whether it exists even. So it is important for us to verify, and the people who are collecting have to be very, very upright and honest. Not even a small thing which does not belong to them, they should not keep it back, because this belongs to the ummah. So Rasulullah SAW mentioned that such a person, this will be regarding, it is called ghulul. Ghulul means embezzlement. He'll bring this particular thing on the day of Qiyamah. This one needle, he'll present it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Rasulullah said this, فَقَامَ إِلَيْهِ رَجُمٌ أَسْوَدُ مِنْ أَنصَارِ. A Ansari person then stood up, a black man from the Ansari, he stood up, كَأَنِّي أَنظُرُ إِلَيْهِ. The Sahabi said, as though I can actually see this person, this Ansari. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, اِقْبَلْ عَنِّي عَمَلَكَ. Take back from me the task that you have put upon me. The task and responsibility that you have entrusted me with, take it back. قَالَ وَمَالَكَ. Nabi Kareem said, what's the problem? قَالَ سَمِعْتَكَ تَقُولْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. I heard you saying just now that a person who hides and conceals even a needle, then on the day of Qiyamah, he'll have to produce that for, or he'll bring that forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will be regarded as embezzlement. قَالَ وَأَنَا قُولُهُ الْآنِ. Yes, I said it just now, I'm saying it again. This is a very serious matter. مَنْ اسْتَعْمَلْ لَهُ عَلَىٰ عَمَلٍ فَلْيَجِئْ بِقَلِيلِهِ وَكَثِيرِهِ. Whomsoever we entrust with any particular task and duty, then he should bring back the kathir and qaleel. Whatever he's got in abundance and whatever little he has received. Every single thing he has to bring back and present it. فَمَا أُوتِيَ مِنْهُ أَخَذَ. After that, whatever is given to you as your share, then you can take it. وَمَا نُهِيَ عَنْهُ إِنْتَهَى. And what you have been prohibited from, then you should refrain from it. وعن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال: لما كان يوم خيبر أقبل نفر من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. When it was the day of Khaybar, Khaybar took place in the 7th year of the Hijrah. So some Sahaba came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقالوا فلان شهيد وفلان شهيد. They said, يا رسول الله, certain person he became shaheed, certain person was a martyr. حتى مروا على رجل, until they passed by a man. فَقَالُوا فُلَانٌ شَهِيدٌ. And then he tells Rasulullah that this man also became a shaheed. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَلَّا. Nabi Sallam said, never. إِنِّي رَأَيْتُهُ فِي النَّارِ فِي بُرْدَةٍ غَلَّهَا أَوْ عَبَاءَةً. رواه مسلم. I see him in the fire of Jahannam because of a sheet or cloak that he stole from the spoils of war. Unjustly he took it. He usurped it. He should have asked permission first. All that belonged to Baytul Mal, it belonged to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After that, whatever he distributed, whatever he gave, then only then the person was allowed to take from there. وعن أبي قتادة الحارث بن ربيعين رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قام فيهم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم among the صحابة فذكر لهم أن الجهاد في سبيل الله والإيمان بالله أفضل الأعمال. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the striving in the path of Allah and إيمان in Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the best of actions. فقام رجل a man stood up فقال يا رسول الله, he said, O messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, أرأيت, tell me, inform me, إن قتلت في سبيل الله, if I am killed in the path of Allah, if I become a shaheed, if I am a martyr, تكفر عني خطاياي, will all my sins be forgiven? If I become a shaheed, will all my sins be forgiven? فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نعم. Nabi said, yes, indeed. إن قتلت في سبيل الله, if you are made shaheed in the path of Allah, وأنت صابر محتسب, and you were steadfast, you did not run away from the battlefield, and you anticipated reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مُقْبِرٌ غَيْرُ مُدْبِرٍ, you advanced the enemy, you did not retreat, then all your sins are forgiven. ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَيْفَ قُلْتَ, as this man was leaving, he was departing, Nabi Akram called him again and said, just come again, tell me exactly your question. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, inform me, tell me, إِن قُتِلْتُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَتُكَفِّرُ عَنِّي خَطَايَايَ, أتكفر عني خطايا, will all my sins be forgiven if I become shaheed in the path of Allah? فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نعم. Nabi said, yes. وأنت صابر محتسب مقبر غير مدبر, you are advancing, you are not retreating, you are steadfast, you have anticipating reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إلا الدين, except the debts that you owe people, that is not forgiven. فإن جبريل قال لي ذلك, because Jibreel just came now after you posed this question, I gave you the answer as you were moving away. Jibreel came and informed me that all your sins are forgiven besides debts that are outstanding to people. That is huququl ibad. You owe people money, you have to make an effort, a concerted effort, a genuine effort, have proper intention to pay back those debts. If while paying those debts you pass away, that's another matter. But if you borrowed money from people with no intention to pay back, then this is what is implied. All your other sins are forgiven, even though you become a shaheed, but your debts will not be forgiven. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal, to understand the importance of paying back people their due, and not to oppress any person. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The duas for rain, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a, and Allah give us beneficial rain. Another long dua, Allahumma hawalina wala alina. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once was on the mimbar, and sahabi came and complained about drought. So he made dua for rain. It started pouring so much for entire week. Entire Medina was getting flooded. The same sahabi came back, Ya Rasulullah, make dua, the rain stops. Rabbi Akreem made this dua, Allahumma hawalina wa la aina, Allahumma alal akami wal ajami wal dhirabi wal awdiyati wa manabiti shadar. That, oh Allah, this comes in Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi. That, oh Allah, send down rains in the surrounding areas where places of vegetation, valleys, mountain tops, in places where there will be no harm but there will be benefit. So people's homes don't become ruined, people's workplaces, factories and madrasas, institutions, masjids don't become ruined. Allah send the rains, not directly above us that destroys our properties, but around in the surrounding areas, in the valleys, manabiti shadar, where crops are growing, and in the mountains and in the jungles and the forests. Allah give us tawfiq, Allah protect us. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.